Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram
Thank you.
परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तुत स श्री श्रीमद अभचरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। श्री श्री राधा पथ सारथी ललिता विशाखा की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताई की जय। श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय। श्री श्री राधा गोकुलानंद जी की जय। गौर प्रेमंदे ऑल ग्लोरी टू सम डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरी टू सम डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरी टू सम डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री ग्रंथ श्री गौरंग। This is a nice place, isn't it? It seems nice. So, Krishna has given us nice facility and we should utilize this facility to our best benefit, isn't it? Otherwise, there will be disturbances. If we don't take the Krishna seriously, then Krishna will put us into trouble. Till the time we don't take him seriously. So safest way is to surrender. To surrender and be safe, isn't it? That is wise, intelligent. So we all should know that there is nothing harm in surrendering. When we surrender to the process given by Krishna and process given by Srila Prabhupada, then Krishna maintains. Krishna will help, Krishna will do everything. This is the sum and substance of Krishna consciousness. So, everybody can hear me behind?
Yes,
okay, otherwise you all can come closer. So, this point we have to understand that we should take Krishna consciousness seriously. That is, that there is a great need for all of us to become serious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that jiva jago, gaura chanda bole. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that wake up, don't sleep. Prabhupada says, no? In the purport of saying, wake up, don't sleep. Even Hare Krishna, you have been sleeping long on the lap of Maya. Pisachini Maya. Yes. Kota Nidra Jao Maya Pisachira Kole. So we have been sleeping so much, so long, and now by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have got this opportunity. So we should not become complacent and miss the opportunity. Govindas is writing, Govindas Prabhu, at Bhajahure Manas Sri Nandanandana Abhay Charanar Abindare Durlabha Manav Janam Satsange Tarahunge Bhava Sindhure. So my mind, please, please render devotional service to Lord Krishna. Why? Because this human form of life is very rare, durlabh, very rare. In Chaitanya, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, in the chapter, Lord Chaitanya's teachings to Sanatana Goswami, there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains to Sanatana Goswami that how rare is this human form of life. Then, we are so fortunate to be in that category. Very, very rare. When we have got that facility, opportunity, the purpose of, only sole purpose of our life should be somehow or other perfect our life in this time only. And don't leave any scope for Maya to enter, so that we have to take another birth again.
This is the determination of a devotee, that we should not take risk. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Brahmande Bhramite Kama Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bij. A very fortunate jiva, very very fortunate jiva, after so much struggle in this, struggle for existence in this material world, he gets this opportunity, what we are getting, to perfect his life, and that also what kind of life? Our perfection is the highest kind of perfection available for anybody in all the universes. The perfection to love Krishna, pure love for Krishna, the highest perfection. What is the love which we are getting by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy? If you understand its magnanimity, then we will become very serious. If we know what we are getting, then we will become very serious. And then we will not become complacent in the state of sleeping. Then this cold season will not affect us. Doesn't matter how much cold it is, we'll wake up. It's just like a devotee said that it's a burden of love. Yes, there will be burden, but it is a burden of love. And it is very sweet. Although it will be a little painful in the beginning, but it is very sweet at the end. That is the mode of goodness. In its beginning it is a little painful, yes. Get up early in the morning, so cold it is. But then in the end this is a nectar. So sweet, Krishna consciousness. Like suppose, example, that suppose you got a suitcase filled with gold, very heavy, lying on the road. It's very difficult to lift that. But what will you do? Then if it is this difficult to lift, then will you lift it or you live there and let us move comfortably? Why I should take burden of the suitcase? Will you live? Who will live? Not you take that suitcase. Everybody, isn't it? So much gold is there inside. We know why we'll carry that on our head. Why? Because we know that inside there is very precious thing hidden. And once somehow I drag it and pull it and push it, whatever way I can push and I can take it to my home, and then I'll open, I know that there is gold inside. I am going to become a rich person. So little troubles, pains, will not face that much. Will not take it seriously. Will think that yes, this little pain is going to help me for upcoming life, forever, always. So little pain in the beginning, but pleasure forever, happiness forever. Rather than taking little pleasure and suffering forever. So what do you all want to choose? If the option is there, first option, isn't it? Let me take the pain in the beginning and then happiness forever. That is a wise decision. And Krishna Bhakta Bada Chatur. Because they were outside people say, why these people are getting up early in the morning? They don't get sleep in the morning. It's so cold. These people become mad? Why they are doing all this? Neither they have seen this Krishna, and they are mad. Just they should sleep nicely. Where is Krishna? These people have not seen Krishna and they are mad. So therefore, yes, but we know that once we reach to Krishna, this is very sweet. So pain is there in the beginning, but then there is a great amount of pleasure awaiting us. And that point we have to understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the highest love, highest kind of benediction which is possible. What is that highest kind of benediction? love of God. What is that love? Quality of love? Magnanimity of love. With Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offering, what is so special in that? The love that whole, all other processes, we love Krishna or we love God to get something from Him. But here we become supplier to the God. This is the difference. In other processes, we go to God, please supply me this and that. But here, God depends on a devotee. If He will not feed me, like Radha Parsathi is here, if you don't give Him bhoga, then what He will eat? He will not eat. So He is waiting. And what is the bhoga timing, offering time? 7:15. So 7:15 exactly He is waiting that Manish Prabhu will come and give me bhoga. I am very hungry. Yes. Exactly 7:15 He will feel. Yes. And if it becomes 7:20, then He will become angry. Because He is like Mother Yashoda, you know. You all know this first time. She stopped feeding milk. She thought some other was more important. And Krishna became very angry. So angry that his lips were trembling in anger. And he squeezed his teeth, lips below his teeth, like this. And took one stone and hit on the matka. So anger, so much anger, yes. So Krishna, don't feel that Krishna is not there. No. That is the difference between what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us. Krishna becomes dependent on us. And why He becomes dependent? He is God. Why He needs this? He is supplying. Can't He supply few chapatis and dal and rice for Himself? He can do that. But He is doing also, but He wants that somebody should love me also. That is nature of God. We want love, God doesn't want love. We are part and parcel of the God and we want so much care and love. So don't feel that God, who is the source of all of us, He doesn't want love and care. He wants unlimited love and care. And that's why He has created all of us, unlimited living entity, Jiva, to love and serve Him. So that is what we have to understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching. But why don't you love me? I have created you to love me, serve me. Why you are going to somewhere else, loving somewhere else? So that is the potency. That is the point what we have to understand here. That God needs our love, our care. So He is supplying everything. But if somebody is ready to supply Him, He accepts that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us that we should na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kavitam va jagadishakamaye mama janmani janmanishvare भवतात् भक्ति रहितुकी. My Lord, I don't want wealth, I don't want women, I don't want followers, I don't want a scholarship. So what do you want? I want only your causeless loving devotional service. I want just to love you. I want just to serve you. Why you want to love and serve me? Just to please you. That's all. Nothing else. This is the essence of Krishna consciousness movement. Why we are doing all these things? Just to please God. Why you want to please me? Because that's why you have created me. For that purpose you have created me. So I am doing that. Yes. Nityo nitya nam, chetana 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 nam, eko bahu nam jo vidhati kama. So Krishna has created us. He wanted variety, variety of enjoyment. And he thought that let me expand. And if you would not have given love to within our heart, then how we will reciprocate? How will we understand his love? So therefore all the qualities he has, all those qualities he has given us in a little amount. Then only we can understand Krishna's heart. So first of all, therefore we have given us also heart, and with that heart we can understand. Like there is loving affairs between boys and girls in this world. Why he has given us that? Not to do sense gratification. But by using that we should understand the love of Krishna. Loving affairs of Krishna. If that emotion, that sentiment he would not have given us, then how will we understand Krishna's love? His love towards his devotees. So therefore he has given that little love. But unfortunately, instead of loving Krishna, we love somebody else. We give more importance to something else. And Krishna is telling that, please love me, love me. like a beggar. Krishna is following us. Actually, we only sing that Amito Kangal Krishna Krishna Boli Dhaito Pache Pache. Actually, we don't run. Actually, Krishna is running behind us, if you see. And Krishna is waiting eagerly for all of us to in Goloka Vrindavan Dham. So eager, intense separation Krishna is feeling from all of us. There is a pastime given in Brihad Bhagavatamrita about this. There was one jiva. So he was, his position, his swarupa was in Goloka Vrindavan Dham. His swarupa is eternal cowherd friend of Krishna. And then he returns back to Goloka after perfecting his life in this universe, material world. It is mentioned that when he reaches there and when Krishna sees this Gopal, this Gwalbal, immediately Krishna runs and embraces him. And tears starts flowing from Krishna's eyes. And this fellow also starts crying. Both started crying and for few moments they were just embracing each other, Krishna and the Jiva, his friend. And then they both fell unconscious. Out of his
face.
Yes, Krishna also. And then Balram and all friends, they woke them up. Please get up, time over for exchanging. Yes. So how much love Krishna has for all of us. He is waiting actually. And that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying. That tum ami bina ara bandhu kya chhe tumar. Who else is more dear to you than me? Tomara loite ami loinu avatar. I have descended from the Goloka for you. Yes. For you, he says. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanit bhavati bharata. Whenever there is decline of religion, what is the religion? The religion is that sarvadharman parityaja mamekam saranam vraja. That is the religion. For that, teach that religion, Krishna descends. Please, only love me. There should not be any other lover. Exclusive love. Please love me. Why? Because I have created you for that purpose. That is your constitutional position. So therefore, we should not have any other desire. And that's how, this is the magnanimity of the love which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is offering all of us. Nobody knew before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the heart of Krishna. Nobody could understand heart of God. Like, and Krishna is running after us. Even he is running after the worms in the stool. he situated with him in his heart. Even though that, oh, this jiva is going into his stool, I want to eat his stool. And Krishna says, no problem, I will come with you, because you are my dear friend. Bhaktaram yagitapsam sarulok maheswaram suhidam saru bhutanam gyatvamam santinachati. He says that although I am the enjoyer of all the sacrifices, although I am the controller of all the universes, still I am well-wisher. I am your ever well-wisher of each and every jiva. So much your ever well-wisher that he, in spite of being so great, he accepts such a lowly position. Who can be so dear friend? So Krishna is like that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us how to reciprocate the love which Krishna is giving to us, how to reciprocate his love. So that reciprocation we have to do with Krishna. Nobody understands. Can you imagine a situation where I love you, I am loving you, one-sided love, and this fellow doesn't look at towards me. It's just some girlfriend and boyfriend, you know, girl and boy. This boy is running after this girl, but this girl doesn't look, in spite of so much endeavor, how much pain he will feel. And not only looking, you know, kids, no, I don't need you, please go back, leave me alone, I want to do sin, leave me alone, I want to commit sin. Krishna says, no, this you should not do, you should love me. No, please, shut up your mouth. Yes, we have been telling Krishna since so many centuries, we have been telling Krishna like that, please go away from my life, I want to do what I want to do, please don't disturb me. But Krishna is so affectionate to us. You can forget Krishna, but Krishna cannot forget you. That is his greatness. That's why he is God. We can forget him, but he will never forget us. So therefore he is running after us. Ami to jiva jiva boli dhaitha pache pache. Yes. So therefore this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is, he had taught us to understand the heart of the Lord, Supreme Lord. And if we miss this opportunity, then again we have to suffer the struggle. And Krishna also cannot do anything. Because Krishna is saying to this Gopa, you know, after that, oh, my dear friend, how you have been so long away from me. How much pain you would have felt. How much tears you would have shed in my separation. He is telling to this Gopa, how you remained without me so long. You would have suffered so much. So much pain you would have taken. Like that Krishna is telling. We don't understand, don't think that Krishna doesn't know our heart. But what he can do, unless we are not becoming purified, how he can take us back to Godhead? Because he is promising that tad gatvana nivartante tad dham paramam mama. Once you go back, you will not come back. I don't want you to come back again in this world once you come back. So before taking once, he will purify us sufficiently. So that he should not come back again. But we should be ready to accept his purification process. Isn't it? And he should be so willing to reciprocate with his process given by him for our purification. So he sent Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada has given us such an important process. Desire of Krishna is that we should follow this process of purification. More we delay, more will create pain for Krishna also, and pain for ourselves also. So therefore, we should understand the process of purification, we should follow. It's just like a father and son. Son has the disease, so father has made arrangement for medicine. But this, do you think that when son is suffering from disease, father is happy? No. Neither son is happy, nor father is happy. both are almighty. So what father wants that this my son should take the medicine. And whenever son will not take medicine on proper time, this will give so much pain to father. So we are giving that kind of pain to Krishna. If we don't follow the process, after so many lifetimes Krishna has given us this wonderful process, wonderful opportunity, morning program, and if we don't follow this process, then we are going to be in trouble. We are giving pain to Krishna and we are anyway suffering in this world. So why pain Krishna? Let us take it, the process of purification. And the Srila Prabhupada has given so elaborate arrangements he has done for this, for our purification. He has given the books, he has given the philosophy, he has given the temples, facilities, he has made the arrangement of association of devotees, he has made the arrangement of Sadhu Sangha, he has given the whole defined scientific process of devotional service, each and everything how to do practically in our lives. And this morning program includes all the processes. Prabhupada, in the form of the package of morning program, he has included the all the essential processes of bhakti in the short duration. The five essential processes of bhakti, which are the steps? Five processes. Most important, Rupa Goswami explains the 64 limbs of devotional service. In that, the five is the most important. First is? Chant Hare Krishna. Chanting, holy name, Sankirtan. Second is reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Third is deity worship. Fourth is Mathura Vas. And fifth is devotee association. Or you can say accepting the shelter of the spiritual master. If you see in the morning program, all these five are present. There is class, you are hearing class, isn't it? You are every day, if you all hear, then you are hearing. If you don't hear, then you are not hearing. But Prabhupada has made arrangement. That way Srimad Bhagavatam class. Then Mathura Vas. This base is Mathura. Isn't it? This base is Mathura. Of course Vrindavan is there, but this is also Vrindavan, Mathura. And then there is deity worship. When you do morning program, there is deity worship. Isn't it? And then you are, while deity worship, you are chanting Hare Krishna also, in the association of devotees. So these all five essential processes of bhakti has been packed in a capsule by Srila Prabhupada in a short format, and he has given us in the form of morning program. And therefore, if we just follow it, then we are going to advance. But if we don't do this also, like earlier they have to chant 64 rounds. But Prabhupada has reduced according to our convenience, small now. Only 4:30 to 9:30. But some devotee more merciful than Prabhupada, they have reduced further. In your base it is
32.
It is 5. What time it starts Mangalarti? 5 o'clock.
Six,
no. 6:45 Mangalarti. So of course, japa. What time starts?
5 o'clock.
So 5:15. 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. 7:15. 7:30. Isn't it? So we have some more advanced devotee, or you can say more merciful devotee, compassionate, not advanced. So compassionate, more compassionate than Prabhupada. He has reduced to 5 to 7:30. But that is also difficult for us. We want further shortcut. Can you imagine? This is the too much laziness. So we should not. This is already so much shortcut. Has been done. Don't do shortcut in that also. Then you are not giving Krishna an opportunity to purify you. Understand the point? So much time we are giving to Maya. Can we not give 2.5 hours to Krishna? Is it so difficult? Therefore we have to have determination. And therefore Srila Prabhupada has stressed so much on the morning program, so much importance that we are going to see in the slides, coming slides. You all will read. Who will read first?
A letter requesting Prabhupada to accept 11 new candidates for first initiation came from Germany, and he replied a Chakravarti Das according to his standard format. Please accept my humble blessings. I have accepted the following list of boys and girls as my duly initiated disciples. So you are the president there at Scholars Rhetoric Scope. It is your duty to see that the standards of Krishna consciousness are always maintained, especially chanting 16 rounds daily, observing the four regulative principles, no meat, fish, eggs, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex life. The students must all attend morning and evening aarti and classes. If we follow this simple program along with regular sankirtan, distributing the books and preaching, then there will be no fall down. Just like if one keeps himself clean and properly nourished by eating regularly, he will not infect diseases. But if there is neglect, there is a room for infection, he becomes weak and falls prey to disease. So Krishna consciousness is the medicine for the material disease, and chanting Hare Krishna mantra sincerely is the basic ingredient of that medicine.
Some very important points are here. Here, Prabhupada is saying, the student must all attend morning and evening aarti and classes. It's not optional. Yeah, I may attend and I may not attend. No, it's must. Therefore, this word must, Prabhupada is saying. And then Prabhupada is saying, if you follow this instruction, then there will no fall down. So this is guarantee. If you follow the morning program strictly, then you will not fall prey to the mayas, illusions of maya. And therefore, this is so important. So all of us should learn this point, that how much Prabhupada has stressed on this. We say maya is very strong, Prabhupada, maya is very strong, but then we have to learn how to develop medicine, we have to take the medicine so that maya cannot affect us. And morning program is that medicine. Another, you can read somebody loudly.
Prabhupada's disciples could accept his anger. They even welcomed it theoretically. But to bear it was difficult. The spiritual master must cut through his student's false ego to engage that student in pure service. The Guru's show of anger, therefore, is good for the disciple. According to Chanakya Pandit, one should not be lenient with sons and disciples. Unless he deals strictly with them, he will spoil them. Prabhupada's anger in Vrindavan was not, however, a mere exercise in student training. He strongly desired to see the temple solidly established. He trusted that his disciples were sufficiently loyal to him to withstand the pain of justice man and take it for what it was, mercy. Prabhupada was vigilant about the devotees' attendance at the morning devotional program in the temple. Calling for the temple president, he asked why some devotees were regularly absent. Mangala Aarti, he said, was very, very important and everyone must attend. Punctuality was also important. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Mrita returned to Vrindavan.
Yes. Prabhupada has stressed so much on the morning program. So much. He mentioned that he asked, attendance at the morning program in the temple. He was very, very particular about that. And he wanted that everybody, he said that Mangal Aarti was very important and everyone must attend. Again, it is must. Punctuality was also very important. So we should learn from this. And particularly, he is guiding the temple presidents. Prabhupada is guiding the temple president. So here, who is president here? Sujay Prabhu. Where he is? He himself is not there. So, in substitute Sudhir Prabhu is there. Okay? So you should now make sure this point, okay? That you yourself first attend and then you learn from Srila Prabhupada that how to make everybody attend morning program. Nobody should miss. This place is not for sense gratification, we should understand. If you want to sleep, go somewhere else. Very clear. Of course, if some devotee is sick, then no problem. But if you are healthy and very good health, eating nice prasadam, why the program is getting up early in the morning? Our Prabhu is cooking so nicely with so much love. And then you are going to sleep? No, this is not the process. If you are healthy, then you should get up, that's all. So this is your responsibility to make it sure that devotees should attend. In many bases, the Mangalarti is at 4:30, morning program starts at 4:30, but here it is 5 o'clock. But still, if you are absent in the program, then it's a very, very serious concern. So nobody should take it lightly. This is what we want to tell and what Prabhupada is conveying this message. We should not take it cheaply. If you take it cheaply, then we are supposed to be punished. And the punishment will be decided in future classes. All of us, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what time you come, you get up in the Mangalarti. Even if you come late in the night. One day if you don't sleep 1 hour more, then you are not going to die. But if you don't attend Mangal Arati, then you will die. Again and again. You have to die again and again. Why? Because you have to take birth again. Again and again taking birth, then dying again and again. You just you can compromise a little bit on your sleep, but you should not compromise on Mangal Arati, morning program. Very, very important. Of course, I should not say Mangal Arati. Mangal Arati starts 6:45. Then we will say, Prabhu is saying Mangal Arati, na? 5 o'clock. So like that. From the very beginning, 5 o'clock, everybody must be present. And let us proceed further. You will read Manish Prabhu's
name. So nice to see you, Prabhupada. I smile trying to look and feel cheerful. Prabhupada smiled and asked my wife about her parents, whom he had met in Australia. Turning to me, he asked, "What is your morning program?" "Well, Prabhupada, we don't really have so many guests coming right now, so we usually don't have much of a morning program." My wife quickly closed the glass window between the front and back seats, separating Satswarup Maharaj from our conversation. Prabhupada continued, "Guests may or may not be coming. But why don't you have a morning program? Is your temple in ISKCON? Whose disciples are you?" "Of course, I am your disciple, Prabhupada." I was getting nervous. "Then why you don't have a morning program? Like a symphony opening with the class of symbols?" Prabhupada pointed out my deficiencies and misconceptions. My attempts to defend myself only increased Prabhupada's attack. By the time the Rolls Royce has passed through the harbour tunnel and reached the Hong Kong Hilton, I was exhausted.
Very angry pose. So Prabhupada will be so angry, you can just imagine if you don't attend morning program. Prabhupada will be, see, he is looking at you, those who are not attending morning program for today. Yes.
What is the meaning of that? The second paragraph, third line?
That is the situation, and that is background going on. That is not that much important. Main important thing is that here, yeah, guests may or may not be coming, but why don't you have a morning program? In your temple, is your temple in ISKCON? And whose disciple are you? He's asking, Prabhupada is asking his disciple, whose disciple you are. So, can you understand the gravity of the morning program? How much weightage Srila Prabhupada gave. Just why I want to highlight this, to make you all sure, there should not be any confusion, any misunderstanding about the importance of morning program. Srila Prabhupada has given so much stress on this point. Okay, who will read next?
It is both the right and the duty of a spiritual master to criticize his disciples. By that criticism, says Chanakya Pandit, good qualities develop. We therefore at times hear that it is glorious to be reprimanded by our spiritual master, it is glorious to have him weed the anarthas from our hearts. But his reprimand is neither romantic nor pleasurable. It is intensely painful. The person we are working so hard to please is angry, even furious with us. Nor can we rightfully, in defense, shuck the blame to others for our own faults and inabilities. Only by taking responsibility for our actions can we become rectified. Then only can good quality surface.
Only by taking responsibility for our actions can you become rectified. Nobody can do spoon feeding. We have to take responsibility of ourselves. We have to wake up early in the morning. But at the same time, those who are leaders of the base, it's their responsibility to wake everybody up before 5 o'clock. I'm not waking up, then we have to take action. Yes. Very serious point. Why will you not wake up? So this is so much important. Prabhupada says, and then that is the leader part. But what is the part of other members of the base? Their part, they should take their responsibility. It's not that if they attend morning program, then leader will go back to Godhead. No. They should attend morning program because they have to go back to Godhead. So most of the time we forget that why we are attending morning program. Morning program is the purpose is to rectify ourselves and go back to Godhead. And if you don't do, then why we are in the base? If your purpose is not to go back to Godhead, then go somewhere else. Simple, yes. There should not be confusion. Why I am talking so heavy? Please try to understand. Because it is written here only. See? It is both the right and the duty of a spiritual master to criticize his disciples. This is a right, duty. It's not that I want to do it, but it's duty. If somebody is guide or somebody is in charge, then it is his duty. Although he doesn't want to criticize or he doesn't want to be harsh, but he has to, like Yamaraj. Yamaraj is Mahabhagavat, Mahajan. Do you think Yamaraj wants to punish? He is a Mahajan. Can you imagine the heart of a Mahajan? So much love, so much compassion for others. But still, against his will, he has to punish. Against his will, he has to punish. Because he knows that if I don't punish, then this foolish jiva, he will never try to go back to Godhead. He will be always in ignorance. So therefore, he takes action. And why Mahajan has been made in charge of hell? Okay. If you make a person in charge of hell who wants to punish everybody, then it is most dangerous, isn't it? Then he will punish, crash and punish because he has got the right. So such in charges can be made only those people who are compassionate. They don't want, therefore they will not misuse. So therefore, we should understand that such people who have been made in charge, if they are harsh, then this is our benefit. And if we don't take, we have to take chastisement in a proper way. No, Prabhuji is punishing me. Why he is waking me up at 5 o'clock? He is my greatest enemy. So therefore we should not think like that. We should think that they are my real well-wisher. Real well-wisher. So this attitude we have to develop, that And if the devotee who wakes you up for the morning program, you should fall at his lotus feet. Yes, Prabhu, you are so merciful. You are so merciful, so compassionate. I am so thankful to you. So that should be our mood, not that, you know, looking like this. As if he has done a great, you know, crime by waking you up. No. You should thank him. You should be grateful. You develop the attitude of gratitude that you are so merciful. One chakal patra vyasya, kripa sindhu bhevasya. This is the kripa sindhu. But sometimes we don't know what is kripa. This is called mirage of mercy. You know, mirage of mercy. Mercy is coming, but we don't see mercy. Because we think mercy is maya. Somebody throws me in maya, he is merciful to me. The one who is pulling me out of maya, we think he is not merciful. And therefore in Krishna consciousness, people say, Prabhuji, give your mercy. But you have to receive the mercy. For to receive the mercy, you should see that what is mercy? Mercy of a Vaishnava. What is mercy of a Vaishnava? That we have to understand. Otherwise, whole life will be in the mirage. Mercy will be like mirage. Just complaining that I am not getting mercy. Mercy is there, such a wonderful arrangement is there, Radha Parsati is here, nice altar is there, prasadam arrangement is there, nice place is there, nice devotees are there, so much mercy. But how much we are using it? So therefore, for such people who don't grab the opportunity, for them the mercy will remain like a mirage. They will never find the mercy in whole life. So therefore we should see other devotees help, they are helping me to advance. That is a mercy, great mercy. That is vancha kalpatrubhyasya kipasindhubhyasya. Patita naam paavanindhya vaishnavina. I am fallen, that's why I am sleeping. And he is waking me up. So that is a Vaishnava. So we should thank him. We should express our heart that you are so merciful, please do it to me again and again. So then who will read next?
I can think of two analogies to describe how this mercy felt. Open heart surgery without anesthesia and biblical Adam's attempt to hide from God after he had sinned. I remember feeling I had no shelter and nowhere to hide. Genuine concern for our spiritual lives caused Prabhupada to act so strongly because we know that our present path would in time leave no more for Haribol. We had mixed impurity, the enjoying spirit, into our Krishna conscious practices and preaching. We had begun to drift by asking, whose disciple are you? Prabhupada drew the line. I was his disciple and I had to listen to him. Virajan Prabhu, my glorious
master. That we had mixed impurity, the enjoying spirit, into our Krishna conscious practices and preaching. And we had begun to drift. So that's why Prabhupada was very hard. Otherwise Prabhupada is so loving. A devotee heart is so soft. But sometimes Prabhupada will become so furious. He will say, you rascal. Like once upon a time in Mayapur, one devotee left the fan on and light on and lock was closed from outside. And then Prabhupada was coming through that way and he saw that light is on and fan is on and the devotee, nobody is there inside. Immediately Prabhupada was so angry. He said, who is that rascal who has done this? Where is that rascal? Please bring him. He should know that he is a rascal. He was so happy. Why he is happy? Because he is seeing that we are drifting away from bhakti by our such malpractices in devotional service. So this is not attending the morning program is the drifting away. Drifting, going away from the bhakti. So therefore this is the responsibility of the leader that he should bring such souls back to the track. Either by making rules or by inspiring him, best is to inspire him So this is one of the way to inspire, giving slides or presentation, inspiring. And if he is required, even after that he doesn't feel inspired, he is so much lazy, then making rules that everybody should come. Just like a fish cannot be happy outside water, likewise we cannot be truly happy by serving our senses. Actually that person represents me. We can achieve real happiness only by becoming Krishna conscious. So without becoming Krishna conscious, there is no real happiness.
I am in due receipt of your congratulations letter. Please accept my hearty thanks for your good wishes. Continue your practicing Krishna consciousness by strictly following the four rules and by always chanting at least 16 rounds daily. These spiritual practices will make us strong and able to defend ourselves from the onslaughts of Maya. Krishna is always ready to help us, for he is more eager to have us come back to him than we are to go. Simply we have to accept his helping hand and then all our worries are over. I hope this meets you in good health. Your ever well wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami.
This morning, Guru Prabhupada is helping hand of Krishna. And we have to learn to catch the helping hand, isn't it? So these spiritual practices like morning program will make us strong and able to defend ourselves from the onslaughts of Maya, because Maya is so strong, and particularly Gurgaon is the fort of Maya. So much Maya. So therefore, if you are, somebody is not attending strong spiritual practice, then he is very much there is a chance that he is likely to fall prey to Maya. There is very much chance. There is no other way. Either we should become very strict, disciplined in our Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, if somebody is not strict, it's 100% that he is in Maya. I can guarantee. If he is not attending morning program, importance, morning program, he doesn't know, and he is not attending, means he is in Maya. There is no other parameter to judge. This is sufficient. Yes. Anybody who is not attending morning program, he is not getting up before 5 o'clock, he is in Maya. This is harsh, but this is truth, reality. It's not possible. That's why I said that it's not possible without following the principles, spiritual practice strongly. We cannot, because Maya is so strong. How will you? You will get affected by Maya if you are not protected by chanting Hare Krishna early in the morning before going to office. It's so powerful. So therefore it's so important that onslaught of Maya, it is increasing. Maya is increasing day by day. Maya ambuti vardhanam.
माया
अम्बुधि वर्धन, माया का जो है वो सागर बढ़ रहा है. प्रतिपदम विपदामृतम, ईच एंड एवरी स्टेप देयर इज डेंजर.
समटाइम्स वी आर नॉट एबल टू आइडेंटिफाई व्हाट फॉर्म माया कम्स इन.
यस. So he will be able to identify if you chant Hare Krishna early in the morning program. And then he will protect you. Krishna will help you. If you are sincere in your spiritual practice, then Krishna will inspire you. See, this is the Maya. Please don't go. Krishna will speak to you within your heart. That is the beauty. But he will not speak if you are not doing your duties properly. But if you do your duty, spiritual practices, morning program nicely, then Krishna will speak to you. Please don't go. See, this is Maya. don't go. Krishna will tell, yes. And Krishna will tell also how to get away from Maya. He will give you intelligence. Nadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. I will give you the intelligence, Krishna says, by which you will attain me. But he will not give you intelligence if you tesam satat yukta nam bhajtam priti purvakam. If you are engaged in his service continuously, then he will give you intelligence. Otherwise, if you don't attend Manipura, then he will not give. He is not obliged to give. Yes. First you do your duty, then Krishna will fulfill his promise. Whole Bhagavad Gita is this only. First you do this, then I will do. Krishna never said that I will do and then you do. No. Whole Bhagavad Gita. Man mana bhavad mahad bhakto madhyaji mamnas. First you do and then what I will do? Mam evasya sisatyam te pratyani priyasi. First you fulfill this promise, then I will do. Sar dharman pratyaja mam ekam sranam braja. Then aham tvam sarapavaya mukhe jayam. Whole Bhagavad Gita is this only. Two side action, not one side action. First you do and then I'll do. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam tatha yo bhajami ham. Krishna says, so first you have to approach. But this is also true. If you take one step towards Krishna, then Krishna will take 10 steps towards you. Why 10? More than that.
100.
Yes, 100, 1000. Yes. So we have to take it seriously. We should not take risk. So, Vedic policies, of course I have written Vedic education for divine inspiration and culture. So the policy is punctuality. You all should be punctual. Dress code, you should wear dress before coming in the morning program. The music should be played, everybody should learn the music, classes should be attended regularly, and then there must be admission criteria here. Anybody comes, he should be given the proper instruction that you have to follow this, this and this. And we will observe you for the 15 days trial period, and you also see us and we will also see you. Whether you are comfortable here or not. Yes. That's it, very clear cut. Are you comfortable? If not, then Hare Krishna. We are also not comfortable. But this should not entertain. Because if you lower the standard, then people will take benefit. Already we are, lazy. So somebody sees, one person if becomes lazy, then other will give. See, he is also doing, so I will also do. They will take benefit of others. Laziness, and everybody gradually will become lazy. In that, even somebody is very serious, he also becomes lazy. You've been seeing. Somebody who comes here, serious devotee, and he wants to strictly, but he sees that everybody is sleeping, he also feels lazy. Yes. It's up to us. We have to create an atmosphere where a person who comes here, he should feel, so much inspired. Rather than he should, even person who comes with so much determination, he fall down after coming here in the bed. So that is not the purpose. We have to be very clear, and there should not be compromise on this. Therefore chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So beautiful Krishna, see? So we have to become like this cow. Cow. Looking towards Krishna so eagerly. He even doesn't bother what we are speaking, talking. Like that. So this is what we will finish here.